Happy Kanu-Christmas Kwanzaa. Or Festivus, for the rest of us. And too soon, a happy Thanksgiving. And too late, a happy Groundhog's Day. Happy whenever you're listening. I hate to have to do this when there's so much action coming, but there simply isn't time. So here we go. Speaking of awkward transitions, what another year it has been. But I don't have to tell you, you've probably heard a thing or two about it. Although it still finishes shy of, say, most every year between 1939 and 1945, of 1918 featuring the ongoing First Worldwide War and the Spanish Influenza pandemic, of 1349 with the Black Death mauling Eurasia and Africa, and of 536, which introduced a mysterious fog, actually from a volcanic eruption, blotting out the sun for months on end and leading to summer snows and cross-continental famine. So there's that. That volcano bit has actually happened multiple times across human history, with one of those sunless summers keeping Lord Byron and the Shelleys cooped up indoors telling fantastical stories, birthing Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. Speaking of creating a monster, Keane's turn takes up all of my free time, which I have had and will continue to have none of over this month, so here's some old meandering on writer's block in the meantime. Then we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming next moon. Where is my muse? I miss her dear, delightful whispers in my ear. I miss her sweet and dulcet song, the way she finds the words that rhyme. I miss her bold and sweeping scenes, connections made unwittingly, so effortlessly stitching seams with bits that fit there fittingly. Redundancy she doesn't do, no fluff, you know, that's surely true. She doesn't natter needlessly or break the rhyme scheme heedlessly. I miss her careful, crafted play, in which I have no word, no hand. I miss her vision, wit, the way she flaunts a syllabic command. The way she works me through the night until I have got it downright. The way she drives me like a slave and stings me when I misbehave. By misbehave, I mean have a job, some friends, a lover, and a dog. The way I've time for nothing else and can't direct her at what needs to be done. She is a selfish piece of work, but how I miss that little jerk. I need to end this poem now. I'm certain she would know how. I miss her vision with the...
What are you doing? Can you just read this? Do you know how to read? Read words.
Connections made unwittingly, so effortless, so effortless. Is effortless?
Excuse you.
This is the end of side A. Please flip the cassette tape over to continue.